DJX.
You know, everybody has their own unique love story, especially if you are married or you're getting married. Everybody asks, how'd you meet?
You know. Oh, yeah, they always want to know that story.
Some are more boring than others. It's like, you know, I met the person at work. That was kind of like my story with Elizabeth, my wife. I met her at work.
And I met my husband at a charity event. I was there for work and thought he was cute. Asked him if he was waiting for this pool table.
Because I want to play pool. I would like to play billiards on this table. Are you waiting for this table, sir?
That was all I could think of. Like, how do I break the ice? How do I talk to this person? That's why.
My wife left a note on my windshield.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, when I got off work, I came out to my car. I saw a note there. I read it, and it was just a basically like, hey, call me sometime type of thing.
Call me, maybe.
And so the funny thing is, I went home, and at the time, I lived with my mom. I was between college and an apartment, so I lived with my mom, and so I was going to call her that night. I was like, maybe I should call. But my sister was on the internet, and back then...
Using dial-up?
Yeah, back then, my sister was on the internet for a school project and was using the modem, and so you dial in using your phone line to the internet, and so I was like...
You're gonna be done. I gotta call this chick.
I was like, Katie... How long are you going to be on the internet? She's like, I got to get my homework done. And so I never called her. And so I ended up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I never called her that night.
Did she think you weren't interested?
No. I mean, obviously, it all worked out. But I either called her the next day or I saw her at work the next day or something like that. Anyways, but long story short, everybody's got their own story, right?
Uh-huh.
Including our listener who reached out to us, who has a very unique how we met story.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, I get it. Sometimes when you don't know who to ask, you come to us. You can always message the show at Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Just click on group therapy. And what we'll do is we'll toss it out to our listeners and see if we can steer you in the right direction.
So, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a big ask and a bit of a secret to spill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 28-year-old woman. I've been married for 5 years. My husband and I have a great marriage. Can't see ourselves with anyone else.
Great.
So we moved to this new community, made new friends. Some want to know how we met. I tell them that we met in high school, but there's more to it than that.
Okay.
And here it is. I'm just going to put it out there. We are step siblings.
Oh.
My mother married his father when we were teens. That's how we met.
Oh.
We kept it from them.
Mm.
And they found out when we were away at college.
Ooh.
We lived together while in school and married after graduation. Yep, they were upset, but eventually accepted it. So my question is, should we tell others we're step-siblings?
Wow. I'm going to throw this out there. 502-571-9970, the phone number, because part of me is like, you know what? Live your truth. And it's a conversation piece at the very least. But because this is going to be your story for the rest of your life, like, especially if you guys have kids, you know, like, this is something that you're eventually going to tell your kids are going to know.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Just judging on your reaction when I was telling that story, like, I feel like that's the reaction they're going to get. Like, even though this is not a blood relative situation.
Right. And that's got to be tough because, you know, your parents get divorced. That's traumatic. And then they find a partner. And then all of a sudden, you find out that their partner has a hot daughter or son. And you're like, oh.
I honestly feel like this has to happen way more often than we think, right? Because again, not blood relatives. They are, you know, completely not related, but they are put into this situation. And then you end up, you know, living with this person.
It's nature.
And you get to know them. Yes.
It's
like,
nature.
I feel like.
Let nature take its course.
Maybe happens way more often.
I said, by the
than
way.
We know about.
I've said,
because
I've said
of
that.
Stigma.
I've said that before to try to, like, hit the home run. I'm like, just let nature take its course.
That was your line?
That was my line. Oh my God. Just let nature take its course.
It's natural.
It's natural. So, okay, like my grandparents on my dad's side, I have, you know, they got divorced. And they married the other one's spouse. So, like, they literally swapped spouses.
Uh-huh.
And that was back in the 70s, and it's hippie, you know, Oregon, California area.
Sure.
But that's their story. And to me, that was normal. That was just like, oh, yeah, that's my grandma and grandpa, whatever. But when we say that to people, they're like, oh. Yeah, so it's like, I feel like their kids are going to be like, oh, that's just mom and dad, you know, that's just whatever. So anyways,
yes.
I'd love to hear your take on this. 502-571-9970. Our listener has a little bit more unique story in that she and her husband met when their parents got married to one another and they were teenagers and became step-siblings.
And so now they're just kind of wondering, all right, is that too weird for people to accept? We're in a new community. And what if they ask us, should we be honest?
Right.
Or do we just make up a different story? And you know what? A lot of people are coming out in support of like, hey, you guys are not blood relatives.
Yeah.
It's okay to be honest. Got a text. My dad remarried and my stepsister married one of my cousins. Mm-hmm. No blood relation at all in this case. My half sister married a second cousin in which there is blood relation here because both her grandfather and his grandfathers were brothers. However, my half sister didn't have to change her name because they had the same last name. Everyone has their own thoughts on this.
Yeah. Melissa Ann, what's your thought?
You know, these two cats are both grown adults. They're not related. And what's the big deal? It doesn't matter who's with who. If they're both consenting adults, just let them be themselves.
No, Melissa, and let nature take its course.
Heck yeah. I mean, well, we're not hurting anybody. If happy being together, let their truth be told.
Love it. Melissa Ann, thank you.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Andrew the Love Doctor. So this is a situation, yeah?
It's a little different. Yeah, it's not the norm. I mean, Kelly's right. It probably happens more than most people think. But in all honesty, they're happy. They're healthy. Do they have to tell people? No, I mean, like I said, it makes a good story. But if their close friends know and they want to share that with them, fine. But she should not feel obligated in any way, shape, or form to tell anybody. He shouldn't either. They met in high school. They're high school sweethearts. It is what it is. Let it go.
The only thing that I think could be awkward is if she chooses not to tell people and they ask, how awkward is that? Like, if they're like, hey, how'd you guys meet? And they're like, well, we choose not to say.
Well, I mean, you don't have to say you choose not to say. Just say we were high school sweethearts. We met when we were, you know.
Yeah, okay, okay.
16,
I see
17,
what you're saying. Yeah.
Let
okay.
it go. If they pry, are they prying for other reasons because they really want to know?
Right.
Are they prying because they want to, you know, they want to share a secret or whatever? She's going to have close friends that she's going to share that with.
Yeah.
So is he. Family, yes, I get it. But outside of that, she should not, which is what the question was, feel obligated to share that with anybody. They're happy. It's their life. Just do you.
Andrew the Love Doctor, always a pleasure.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, you too.
Yeah, we got a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Morgan, Jessica, they both kind of agree, like, hey, just say you met in high school. Leave it at that. April said, people are going to judge you regardless. I would keep that info to myself. It's no one's business. Just we met in high school. Later, my mom married his dad, so holidays are easy. LOL. Just so it's not awkward for everyone.
Does anyone have a hot step sibling or cousin that you're like, my mind's telling me no?
Stop.
And you're just like, man, if they were just on the street and I had no idea who they were or
like, would they be my jam?
Information
yes.
about them. Yeah, exactly. Would I be Ooh. Like wanting to pick them up?
Are you wanting to like start a new segment? Like, hey, if you're crushing on your step sibling and you'd like to tell them, give us a call.
We will put you guys together. I do remember a while ago, we had a lady call in and she had gone on a blind date. And while in the middle of this date, no. It wasn't even a blind date. It was, she had done some research on her, you know, family tree, and then found
she discovered a long lost brother.
Yeah, a long lost brother. They met for dinner in Cincinnati, and then in the middle of the dinner, it was like more like a date, and then they ended up hooking up. Yeah. So, but it's like,
and they knew they were brother sister. That was a blood relation.
Well, you know. All right. So I think can we sum it up here? Can we just say, hey, you know, maybe you'd let the friends, the new acquaintances that you're meeting in your new community get to know you a little bit more. And maybe you do if you're, because if obviously if you're coming to us, you're worried about that, dropping that secret on, you know, new unsuspecting people. So maybe.
Yes. The whole we met in high school.
I love that.
Just kind of leave it at that.
Story.
Usually people don't need much more detail. Other than, you met in high school. Okay, great. If you're going to have mom and dad over and they're going to be around your friends, then maybe we give them a heads up at that point.
And where's your in-laws?
That's my mom. That's his
dad.
Right there. They're together. Get it?
That's good. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. All right. That is group therapy.